Throughout my years, I've seen a lot of my friends, close friends, good friends, go through divorce or separate. And we all have different times in our lives. Children, no kids, kids leave the house. And you got to keep that connection to stay married. Keep that candle burning, that excitement going. And there's really no excuse now.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Welcome, everybody, to the show, The Naked Truth About Real Estate Investing. I am your host, Javier Hinojo, and today I'm actually wearing a nice little shirt that my wife got me. She's like, hey, hon, you need to dress a little different, not just your black shirt, but make her happy. Happy wife, happy life. So this actually podcast is for you gentlemen out there, even you ladies, actually. I think it's a little more, emotional if a lady does this, but it's got nothing to do with real estate. I'm going to talk about the naked truth about relationships. I've been married 25 years, been with my wife for 29 years. I'm 44 years old as I'm recording this. So I got married when I was 6, right? So and she was 5. No, we got married very young. She was on her 18th birthday. I was 19 years old. I was in the military. And throughout the years, right, we've had our ups and downs. You know, I was making $800 as a private in the military. We got married. We were at Fayetteville, North Carolina in the 82nd Airborne. And Family Lodge is the name of the apartments we used to live in. And actually, they came up for sale like a year or two ago. And I forgot what we paid. I think we paid like $350, $400. It was a studio apartment furnished with like 19 70s furniture. I mean, it probably had bed bugs and it was probably nasty. I don't remember, but I didn't really care, right? So basically in this episode, I want to talk about something really nice you can do for your significant other. It could be your spouse, significant other. Actually, it could be your mom, your dad. It could be your sister, just anybody you care for. I'm going to just chat about what you can actually do to just something really, really nice. So what I have done in the past is gotten my wife plenty of presents, you know, very expensive jewelry, expensive trips and flowers and all kinds of stuff. You're like, man, what do I get my spouse? What do you get them? And I did something a little bit different this time. There's companies out there. The one that I use is Songfinch, S-O-N-G-F-I-N-C-H, I believe. We'll put on the show notes in the bottom. And you can basically find an artist from all kinds of genre, all kinds of different types of music, to create you a custom song. So I created her 2 songs, one more like more modern, kind of cool, kind of like a Sam Smith style, you know, whatever you want, right? You can do country, you can do rap, you can do rock, you can do whatever it is. And I basically made her a song about our story, right? How we met when we were 15, I was 16. Was she 14? I was 15. Shoot, I might have messed that up on my song. Was she 14? Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm forgetting this now. I think she was 14, I was 15, or she was 15, I was 16. I got to go back now. 1994. Yeah, I was 16. Okay, great. Okay, man. All right, I got it right. And she was 15. Anyways, so it talked about how we met roller skating and how I asked her to skate with me 3 times. She said no to me. And the 4th time she said yes, just because she felt sorry for me. And I don't really care why she said yes. I was just happy that I was in, right? And we talked about our struggles, ups and downs, how our first son saved our marriage. We were about to get divorced and we found out she was pregnant. So we stayed together for an extra 6 months, which saved our marriage. Just everything about life, how we struggled, little things that only she and I remember, renting movies for $5, VHS movies, 5 movies for $5, ordering Chinese and pizza and eating that every weekend. We had no money. All we did was eat that food, watch those movies, and we make love, right? And those are the perfect days. We talk about that all the time. So our song tells our story, and it's kind of hard to tell a 25, 29-year story in about 4 minutes, right? So you got to hit a couple of spots that you know is really going to touch home. And it's very sentimental. I cried the whole time trying to make this song. Now, you don't have to create the song. This app or the company will just ask you questions like, hey, give me like details you remember, something that stands out. What's your purpose of this song? You can do a funny song for a friend. You can do something for your parents, for a brother, sister, cousin, whatever. And you can do anything you like. I decided to do one for my wife. And I'm telling you, I was crying trying to get this song ready to go. And it takes about a week. If you want it done quicker, it's about 2 or 3 days. I actually have an affiliate link for this, right? And it's a couple $100, right? Like $200. If you want it on Spotify, you want it quicker, an extra verse, it might be whatever. I don't know. It might cost an extra $50, $100, et cetera, right? So at the end of the day, it doesn't, you know, really matter, because how much stuff have we bought in the past that just goes in the trash, right? Or something, you know, kind of gift. And I wanted to do something special for her. Man, I wish I would have known this before my 25th year anniversary. I would have done something really cool, surprised her. So if you go to this website, right, songfinch.com, you can kind of see the reveals. Like you'll see a lot of videos of they're driving in the car and the spouse, the wife puts a song for the husband. And the husband's like, what? What is this? Sounds like us. And then the guy just starts crying. Like he just starts crying. And sometimes the man does it for the woman. But, you know, I cry, but a lot of men don't cry. It's nice to see on these videos, you get some really tough men. You're like, oh man, this guy going to cry or not? And sure enough, most of them cry because they hear the words and something that their wife had just sharing their thoughts and really appreciate their life together. And I gave it to my wife this morning and she basically said, that is the nicest gift I've ever given her. And that was the sweetest thing I've ever done. So Songfinch, ladies, gentlemen out there, go check it out and do something nice for somebody. Spend those couple $100. I'm sure there's other websites. I'm sure you go to Fiverr.com and find yourself an artist. You know, I would suggest that because maybe you can make some edits with Songfinch, whatever you send in and whatever you get back, that's what you get. But you can choose your artists, right? They'll give you a few artists. You can listen to their music. You can ask for the style. You can create your own lyrics. They'll create them for you. Depends how creative you are and how involved you want to be. So I just wanted to say that out there, the naked truth about relationships, you always have to water that plant or it's going to die. Sad to say, throughout my years, I've seen a lot of my friends, close friends, good friends, go through divorce or separate. And we all have different times in our lives. Children, no kids, kids leave the house. And you got to keep that connection to stay married, right? You got to keep that candle burning, that excitement going. And there's really no excuse now. There's so much help online. There's all kinds of counseling. I don't know. This is a marriage show, is not, but you know, it is a naked truth. I'm going to talk about, you know, relationships. We're not perfect. I'm definitely not perfect. If my wife was here, she'd say, hell no, you're not perfect. But none of us are perfect. And we just have to give 100% and then your significant other gives 100%. And as long as you love each other and you want to make it work, any kind of issue you have, you should be able to work through it, right? If both parties want to work through it. So I want to end this in a happy note. Go check out some of those songs, some of those reveals, super cool. Let me know. Send me a message on social media, please. If you end up doing the Songfinch, say, hey, look, my wife loved it. My husband loved it. My mom loved it. My dad loved it. Whatever it is. You go ahead and send me a message. I would love to know that this had an effect on your or in your relationship or on your relationship. I don't know if it's the right way to say that. Not really sure. Good luck. Don't cry. I cried a lot. And whoever you give this song to, they might cry as well. So I am your host, Javier. Don't lose your shirt. All right. Hopefully that was good. Thanks, guys.
Just as promised, I like to give out free stuff, some tools and tips that's actually helped me in my business. There's nothing out there like getting some free stuff that people have spent a lot of time, energy in putting together. It's like a referral. Somebody asked me for an electrician. You don't know what kind of brain damage I had to go through to give you this good referral for an electrician. You got to appreciate referrals from people, okay? Because they went through a lot to find that one good person. So I'm going to give you my due diligence template for buying apartment buildings. It's attached to monday.com. It is an affiliate link, so they're going to send me a kickback. Not a lot, but a little bit. But you can either download it as an Excel or you can put it on monday.com. Monday.com is pretty cool because it's a project management platform software. It's super cool. I use it all the time for my social media, for my team, tracking deals, doing tasks for everybody. It's actually pretty good. You can track construction. It's a project management platform. It's really cool. Monday, like the day, monday.com. So my due diligence checklist is there for free for you.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.